He's from FoxSports.com. SwollenDome.com. Let's bring in Mike Harmon. Mike, what is happening?
Well, John Beck lost the job. Maybe he can come quarterback.
Yeah, John Beck with the Ravens.
Folks want to clamor for him, or, you know, can you go throw enough money at Kurt Warner to get him out of retirement? Don't think so.
Look, it's the nature of the beast when it comes to being a sports fan, and certainly being in the sports media, where people have varying opinions on certain players and certain teams. But just this whole mindset that Joe Flacco, what we see now, is what we're going to see next year and the year after that and 5 years down the road, is mind-boggling to me. I try to look at a bigger picture here, Mike.
How about the fact that in the past week they had to go out and sign a center? They had to sign a guy that was sitting around, floating around the 400 mark to come play some O-line before he started losing some weight. I mean, there's some other issues that have to be addressed here.
Now, talk about the offensive line. Do you think they've addressed the offensive line issue properly, or is it still a question mark to you, Mike?
Comes into a question mark. I mean, because, you know, as we look at this team coming into this year, the one wide receiver, I guess, you know what he can do is Anquan Boldin. Even last year, I mean, what, he finished with one more reception than Ray Rice did. So you're banking on Lee Evans to stay healthy and offer the stretch. You're looking for Ed Dixon or Pitta or the combination to replace what Todd Heap gave. So, I mean, there's questions in the secondary part of things. And if the offensive line can't gel, then the youngsters and the new acquisitions aren't going to be able to get it together. So, but I go back to the guy I featured at the start of it all. The idea of Vontae Leach coming in certainly makes me breathe a little bit easier.
Hey, look, you mentioned Anquan Boldin, and we were talking to Jason Lockton for it, Mike, earlier in the program, and he talked about Boldin, maybe a guy that doesn't look like the same player he was during his big-time days in Arizona. Do you see a player in Anquan Boldin that might be declining in skills?
Well, I think the injuries piled up. The fact that he was the number two guy for years alongside Larry Fitzgerald, I think it becomes also a question of, is he a number one at this point in his career? I mean, you're going back to a guy who was drafted 2003. What's the shelf life on a guy that started his career as a downfield threat and slowly but surely has moved towards that, you know, 15 to 20 range seems to be where they max out and most of the stuff they do with him. So I think in some level it's a change in the type of player he became as Fitzgerald became the go-to deep man. But also you need that secondary guy that's a threat. I mean, Derek Mason was a solid guy to help you move the chains, but the last couple of years wasn't exactly putting fear in folks. And last year, most importantly, didn't allow for Boldin to get that separation that they expected.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about that. I'm seeing him right now in the preseason. I saw a little bit in the playoffs and now in the preseason. It seems like he's having a tough time doing one of two things, getting open on quick routes, and also, you know, getting open quickly enough on combination routes. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, from what I've watched and I've gone back and started really watching more preseason ball than I think anybody should be forced to, I might as well start taking some cod liver oil while I'm at it, you know, get another bad taste in my mouth. But, that's certainly something with Boldin that we're seeing. I mean, that explosive first step isn't there, and that's what set the, you know, everybody's hair on fire back in 2003 when he was with the Cardinals, and the one thing you could be excited about for that particular iteration of Cardinals football. And then they bring in Fitzgerald, and I just think over time we've just seen the number of injuries. A guy who's worked the middle, I mean, we can't discount that. A guy who's always given his body up over the middle. You know, it's like a center fielder in baseball. A guy like Torrey Hunter or Ken Griffey crashing into a wall 900 times, eventually it's going to catch up with you.
Mike Harmon, FoxSports.com, SwollenDome.com, here on the Bob and Rob Show, 105.7 The Fan. Let's bounce around a little bit here, looking at some of Sunday's games. Indianapolis at Houston. Looks like Peyton Manning will not play. This will be Kerry Collins. How long is Manning expected to be out of the Indianapolis lineup here?
Boy, I tell you, if you could go get a line on that in Vegas, and if you had any kind of information on that, you'd be the smartest man in the room.
That's impossible.
I mean, for this week, you've got the doubtful tag, and, you know, history says that, well, he won't play this week. Well, you've got Houston on the board immediately, and they upgraded their defense tremendously in the draft, bring in Joseph and Manning for the secondary. So Collins will have a rough test. I don't think this offense falls apart entirely, but certainly gets run differently, and perhaps plays will get run quickly out of a huddle instead of, you know, the little barking step back or whatever. But if Colin starts doing that, I might throw a shoe through the television. I just wonder, for the first week or two, you know, will it matter in this division? And can Indianapolis still win? I went out on the show I do on the weekends and said that I still think they win the division. Now, obviously, that means that Manning's back by the quarter pole. But I don't think anybody's running and hiding in this division this year.
Sean Payton gets the new extension through 2015. You know, it's almost like he and Brees are connected at the hip. What does that mean for Drew Brees as he's moved forward looking for his own contract extension?
That means he's going to get paid. Go to the domino effect. They won't handle it like they did in Chicago, where they promised everybody new deals and then said, oh, no, the season's here. No new deal for you. Brees will get his money. You look at him over the last 5 years, they're averaging about 4,200 yards, including that 5,000-yard ridiculous campaign. No matter what they throw out there at receiver, he still posts his big numbers. Jimmy Graham emerging as a monster tight end option, you know, for all those fantasy guys hanging out there in Baltimore right now. You know, you're licking your chops over what you're going to see there. But I suspect so long as Sean Payton's running things, Drew Brees is under center.
Mike Harmon, FoxSports.com, SwollenDome.com here on the Bob and Rob Show, 105.7 The Fan. Back to a couple of games here. Philly at St. Louis. You have the Eagles. Vince Young proclaiming them the dream team. And then you have Buffalo at KC, defending AFC West champions, but banged up by injuries here, no doubt about it. Your thoughts, Mike, on those two ball games?
Well, I'll start with the second one first. We get to our first use of the term flak jacket with Matt Cassel's ribs.
Oh,
you know,
sweet.
Anytime we can get flak jacket into our analysis of a game, we're feeling pretty good.
Well, lights out, hit him with a baseball bat like they did on NFL Today way back in 1978.
I suspect you're going to see them coming fast and furiously at him to try to force the issue. I mean, Moyaki already done for the year. That guy was a nice safety valve the first half of the year. You've got Breston's been hurt all preseason. Baldwin tried to step to Thomas Jones, who lives in a locker room. He lives in the weight room. I don't know what he was thinking, but he's got a hand injury, leaving, you know, Dwayne Bowe out on an island himself. And we know he's performed in the past, and he and Jamal Charles form a tremendous 1-2. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Fitzpatrick just come in guns a-blazing and beat Kansas City at home. On the other side, St. Louis very quietly posted, 46, 47 sacks a year ago. You know, I wrote in a column that I think James Laurinaitis gets to invoke the image of his father going to the flying shoulder tackle on Michael Vick. He better not flee the pocket too often, because these guys will make him pay.
You know, I think the Patriots have done some things this offseason to make me scratch my head. Some of them are justified, but still, scratch my head. Reports are that Brady would welcome Randy Moss back to New England. Is this at all a possibility?
Well, certainly. I mean, you look at the way the receiving core breaks out. They released Brandon Tate, the guy they thought was going to be the speed guy. Taylor Price played well in the preseason. Not sure where he fits in. You had the two tight ends of Hernandez and Gronkowski. Hernandez kind of the odd man out now with Ocho Cinco on board and Wes Welker healthy and fully loaded for bear. I mean, I think with Moss, I don't know how much of it was that he fell out of favor. I think it was just they changed the offense to really shorten the game with the tight ends more than anything, and didn't really look to stretch the field. And then they brought back Deion Branch. Did that get anybody excited? No, but he put up some decent numbers down the stretch. I don't think there was any animosity or any issues other than, well, the usual Belichick of, I think this guy isn't the elite player he was, and if we can make a deal that gets us better going forward, and they did. They parlayed that into a couple of guys that are going to play for him this year. If they can bring him back on a bargain basement deal, I don't see why they wouldn't try it.
Mike Harmon, FoxSports.com, here on the Bob and Rob Show, 105.7 The Fan. Now, we had a Grand Prix race in Baltimore over the weekend. Ravens and Steelers week began, of course. But the big news is University of Maryland football, and not necessarily beating Miami, Mike, 32-24. But the uniform, the style in which they did it, thumbs up, thumbs down to one of the 33 now uniform combinations we're going to see from Randy Edsall's Terps.
My man, it's midday on a Tuesday, and we're still talking about the uniform. So you know what? To me, it's a monster W for the program. You're talking about Maryland football. Obviously, you would be, but on a national stage, it's still getting headlines. The photos are still getting out there. And you know what? Tangentially, people start getting into the game. They may take 9 of the 12 minutes or 11 minutes they talk about it to devote to the uniforms, but eventually they talk about the fact that O'Brien went for 348, the fact that the running game worked, the fact that they posted a big offensive showing and got off on the right foot, you know, against the Miami team. And, you know, you had the storylines coming in of what all is going on with that program. So, you know, for 2 weeks, it's a game that's been on the radar, and I think that's a win for everybody. And if I can get one of those jerseys, I'll rock it in the studio without a question.
You will?
Absolutely.
I'll just mail you a Maryland State flag. It'll be pretty much the same thing, won't it?
Well, then, you know, ship it out. We'll make it happen.
All right. The most interesting thing you saw aside from Maryland uniforms first week of college football 2011, Mike?
Well, I think you got first the Auburn near upset, drops them out of the top 25. Notre Dame going down. This was the year that everybody was excited they were going to come back. Of course, you had to try to really find it on your cable system by time, you know, they got back from that second lightning evacuation. My Northwestern Wildcats, without Persis Strong, go out and beat Boston College on the road. But, you know, it's one of those weeks that we smile and we're happy that it's back. And now we look forward to better games. I mean, Georgia losing, I think, was a bit of a shock just in the way they lost. Oregon losing certainly sent some shockwaves out here in Pac-12 country. And the USC folks are up in arms after barely beating Minnesota despite being monster favorites. And Rick Neuheisel's chair get a little bit hotter.
You know, I'm not a fan of Notre Dame or Michigan, but how excited are you, Mike, to see them play for the first time under the lights in Michigan?
Well, you know, that's if you ever can get out
that's
to
special.
That stadium,
yeah.
I mean, that is a special place to go see a game, you know, just like Notre Dame is. And, you know, even if you hate the two schools and you cheer against them and come out hoarse, they're two, you know, college football institutions. And when you're looking at, you know, Notre Dame trying to come back off of a disappointing loss, they've already switched quarterbacks after 1 week. I've never understood that. Nah, he didn't look good, you know, for the – it's like a pitcher. You know, didn't his arm kind of fall off after warming up for 9 hours? But you have Michigan trying to reclaim some semblance of past glory in this, you know, jumbled up college football landscape. So, you know, I'm excited to see it. I'll certainly watch it. And, you know, growing up in Chicago where everybody adopted the Notre Dame team, even though they had no affiliation to the college, they're always on the radar.
Mike Harmon, FoxSports.com, SwollenDome.com with the start of the NFL regular season on Thursday. I know you're a busy man. Tell everybody what's happening at the websites.
Positively giddy. Lineup calls going up on FoxSports.com as we speak. Quarterbacks, running backs are up. Wide receivers, they're trying to pick out a pretty picture of one or two guys to feature as we go. And then we'll get into the secondary positions up on the Dome. We'll be going through some injury notes. In the Twitterverse, at Swollen Dome, at Fantasy Freaks, answering your lineup questions, last-minute draft advice under the Fantasy tab on the Dome. We've also got some, well, the Fantasy Dictionary. So if you guys have some terms that you throw around in your leagues or you guys in the studio, by all means, throw them. We'll add them to the dictionary. It's a growing thing. It's my version of Wicked Whatever.
Mike Harmon, as always, good to catch up with you. You enjoy this week of football excitement. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
My head may explode by kickoff.
And I'll get that Maryland flag out to you pronto.
Appreciate it, buddy.
All right,
talk to you soon.